from executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. We are live from the beautiful Borgata Hotel Casino and Spa in Atlantic City. What is going to be an amazing radio program for you. And I just, before we get started in it, I need a moment to thank all the amazing people in our listening area who last night turned out in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, at the PJ Wheelahan's to honor back one of our family, the great Big Daddy Graham. And I know, Rhea, you were there, Al. I'm sure
yep.
you were there as
that
well.
Was there, yep.
And I heard my wife represented me. She even brought my dog, Bentley, although he stayed in the car, because it was absolutely insane.
It was,
right, Rhea? Rhea?
Yeah, it was jam-packed.
No
was
place
really...
to park.
No.
Rhea parked illegally, Al. I'm announcing it now.
So did Al.
She moved a cone.
Mochita,
Rhea
yeah.
moved a cone.
I wanted to move the cone.
You do want to move the cone?
She was
Rhea
jealous
moved
that
the
I
cone.
Did it.
I was jealous that you moved
and
the cone.
And then prominent theater director Anthony Sanfilippo, the opportunist, did likewise. People were what? Every wall-to-wall human beings. And it was, you know, with all due respect to Glenn, it was because they were, there was a book signing for their new book, the book of Sports List. This was an outpouring of love for Big Daddy Graham. Ava, how badly did he need it?
He needed it. I'm getting choked up even just the amount of people that were there last night to support him.
Yep.
He was over the moon. He was so happy. I got to, you know, finally got a chance to talk to him because he was there pretty late because there were so many people. The line was so long that, you know, to get everybody in there and get everything like up and going. I mean, I am just blown away. He was blown away. He was funny. He was happy. I'm it's just my mom got the opportunity to get out. Keely came with Jameson and Lucy. We were just really, really, we're just so grateful.
If you were there last night, check in with us this morning because I want to keep that vibe going. It was an extraordinary night. And if you are listening to us from outside the listening area, I'm going to give you a word of advice today. Move here. Come back home, wherever you are, because where you're living isn't as good. I'm telling you, I grew up in another area. I'm not even mentioning it because it's horrible. But come here. Because this is a better place to live.
Better people.
The better people across the board. And boy, when you need a lift, they're there for you.
Oh, they came out in droves last night.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful story.
It was amazing.
All right, let's get to what's going on in this big game on Sunday. Because we got a lot to deal with. Let me just start by Jason Kelce talked about the gravity of the contest, Jones. Because the first thing you have to acknowledge, the first thing you have to represent is, this is a big game. We got to win the football game Sunday at 1 at the Link. Here's Jason Kelce.
We put ourselves in this situation. Right now, every game is really, really important to make sure that we take care of business. This is a great team. They're really good offensively. We know that quarterback has been great for a long time. Defensively, they've always been good, it seems like. You know, for a long time, you thought it was the personnel, and they have great players. But it seems like no matter who they put in, that system and those coaches do a great job.
All right, so this they have a really good team, having a really good year. Their quarterback's having a career
MVP.
Year, Russell Wilson. And we're winning the friggin' game, all right? Jonesy, we're winning the game.
We have to win the game.
Later in the show, I will put my money where my mouth is.
Okay.
I don't bet on the Eagles unless I have to.
Wow.
All right, but first, I want to give you the best news first. And this is really, really good news if you're an Eagles fan. All indications are Nelson Aguilar will not play. That is, now as far as, Rhea's not a doctor.
No.
Right? She knows doctors.
Yes.
Rhea believes that the Nelson Aguilar knee injury is phantom, is bogus.
Is he really?
I agree with Rhea.
That's
because
awesome.
Let me just track for you this Nelson Aguilar situation. So Nelson Aguilar drops a ball that would have tied the game.
Mm-hmm.
And then he comes up with an immediate knee injury.
Yes.
All right, except there's somehow the Eagles get the ball back.
And he's back out there.
And the injury's no longer an issue, and he runs plays all out.
That's amazing.
They don't throw it to them because they've learned their lesson. But he went, and then after the game, he can't walk. Hello, Al. Mm-hmm. Are you a doctor?
No.
Did you do well in school in biology classes?
Well, many frogs died.
Yeah, I would think so.
They were already dead, I believe.
All right, let me take you through the latest. There's a lot of drama with Nelson Aguilar right now, and I want to get you updated on it. First of all, Nelson talked about psychologically dealing with drop balls.
It's been done before, you know. I've made plays like that before. At the end of the day, you know, you just move on and you practice. You practice every day and you practice with confidence and you prepare for whatever comes your way.
Yeah, but see, you did that all the other years and you're still dropping the ball. So how is that helping?
It's not.
All right, now the next thing I'm going to present to you, I'm doing for comic relief.
Uh-oh.
All right, this, I assure you, this is not actually happening. Nelson Aguilar, Al, because he cannot play currently because of his phantom knee injury, he has decided to take on a coaching role on the unit. Let's listen.
I'm watching a lot of tape, you know, as guys take reps, I'm, you know, communicating and letting them know, guys that are running some plays that I would run, letting them know what's going on and trying to coach. And, you know what, they always say the teacher, you know, learns the most, so I'm trying my best to teach guys up.
Jonesy, your thoughts?
That's a remarkable thing.
Jonesy, I mean, he's teaching
just
the other players.
Don't drop the ball. That's what you need to teach him.
Well, I'm going to assume this isn't happening. Because if it does, and the other guys drop a lot of balls, we'll assume it was his teaching that led to this.
Correct.
Would you ever hire a guy to teach the wide receiver position who has not demonstrated he can actually do the job himself?
I would not.
All right? Why do I need Nelson Aguilar when I already have a top wide receiver coach, Carson Welch?
Welcher.
Welch. I can't even pronounce his name.
Nobody can.
Anyway. All right, now there's a little more drama going on with Nelson, and I would be remiss if I didn't bring it up. First of all, he has canceled all of his social media accounts. Al, he found after the drop on Sunday that some of the commentary was turning negative.
Yeah, no kidding.
Here's what he said about the social media accounts.
Social media, it's a place where you can influence for the positive. But once, you know, the energy isn't helpful, there's no need for it. I got to focus on the Eagles, the guys in this locker room, and our loyal fans that need us to play well in. I have to have positive energy. It's a part of eliminating distractions. I hadn't really been, like, active on there. It was, like, my family that was telling me about it. So,
all right. So he had – Jonesy, you want to analyze that one?
Yeah, he was looking himself. It wasn't his family telling about it. And if he was smart, when the guy who was saving people jumping out of a building ripped him, he probably should have stayed away from social media then.
Odd you would mention that. This morning at – what time we have mine? 8:25? 8:25, Al. The man who
baby
caught
man.
The baby.
Is he good?
Akeem Laws will be
love
on with
that
us.
Guy.
Akeem Laws, I would like to update his views of Nelson Aguilar since he saved the baby that was dropped from a burning building earlier in the season and said, I caught the baby, unlike Nelson Aguilar.
Just want to put best. That out there.
that was the best.
He will be on to update his views of Nelson Aguilar at 8:25. There's one other thing. So there's this other story going on, and I got to admit, I was following it. It was on Crossing Broad. There was some guy out there, partly tongue-in-cheek, did a thorough investigation.
It was pretty
into
funny.
Into whether it was possible that Nelson, after canceling his social media accounts, got a burner account and began trashing people associated with the Eagles that he really wanted to rip, right? Believe it or not, Al, I don't think that the media people talking to him yesterday brought it up. So he made sure that he discussed the burner account. Listen.
But I have a question for y'all.
Yeah.
Do I just bring it up?
This burner account.
Yeah. Can we talk about that? It's not me. So I just want to know which one of you, my friends that are here in the media, are going to go on your Twitter handle and say, all right, stop playing with Nelson. This wasn't him. I would like for you guys to address it. Why not? You guys know me well. Yeah. Like, we're friends. I spoke to my dear friend Nelson, and this is definitely not him. Come on, let's go. Let's all tweet it on now. I want you to do it. You ESPN. You got the nice handle. You verified. Go ahead. All right, you guys have a great day.
All right, Al, what I heard
that
this.
Was pretty funny at the end.
I don't need him funny this week. He ruined my week. I don't need him in a bubbly mood. That's number one. Number two, Al, last night I took the liberty of calling somebody who is an authority on burner accounts.
Oh, your good friend?
Barbara Bottini. And Al, she said at this point, believe nothing. Believe nothing. Jonesy? Is that I don't have a clue. Why would you open up a burner account to rip people in the middle of this
it
mess?
Could be a friend, I guess, or family or something.
You got to admit, it's pretty hilarious.
It's funny.
Is it not?
It's funny.
All right, so there's the drama behind the scenes. It appears Aguilar will not play, which completely coincides with my guarantee that the Eagles would win because I had a side guarantee with it. And my side guarantee is that Whiteside will emerge on Sunday. Mm. Now, Al, without Aguilar there's not a lot of other choices, are there?
No.
And Whiteside did make the catch on the last drive, the 29-yarder. Great catch, good play, big moment. That has to give them enough confidence to go back to, say his name, J.J. Ortega.
J.J. Ortega Whiteside.
All right. Anyway, so I'm thinking they're going to him. We on board? Nothing?
No, I'm not on board.
You don't think you,
No, they would have already.
Hold on. We are now going to demonstrate on this show our level of football knowledge. Each of my co-hosts will give you a number of catches by Whiteside, and then I will tell you a number that will be much closer to it. Mm-hmm. Rhea Hughes.
Four.
Whoa. He only has five all year. You're stealing my thunder.
I'm helping. I'm going to be your Bobo today.
Four. Al.
Two.
All right. Even, you know what, Al?
Double is production.
Two for Whiteside is not a bad
output. What are my other options?
All right. Jonesy?
Two, and one of them won't count because of a penalty.
That was last game.
Oh, sorry.
That was last game.
History doesn't repeat itself.
I got him at least five. And maybe maybe six or seven.
We're talking we're talking catches, not targets.
No, catches. Yeah. I think he emerged. You know what it comes out to? It's that the other guy, DK Metcalf, he was picked after Whiteside.
Yes.
And the Eagles are on the record saying, not that we had to hear it, but they said it, we thought Whiteside was better than Metcalf. They could have had either one. And Metcalf is having a very good rookie year, and Whiteside's doing nothing on a team that's desperate for wide receivers. Yep. The Eagles are going to establish on Sunday that Whiteside is better than we thought.
What, are you nuts? You think that figures into
it
at
does.
All?
I'm going to tell you why. It's a human emotion. It's called pride.
What?
It's called pride.
What is
pride, Jonesy.
Wins,
tell him I'm right.
It's a pretty good theory.
It's a great theory.
But Wentz wants to win the game.
Al. No, Wentz wants to win the game. All right, tell me who he's throwing it to after Ertz.
Ertz.
Who else?
Ertz.
No, Ertz throw 20 times Ertz.
Oh, yes, he is.
No, well, they're going to double cover him.
They can't double cover him like the last team did.
You're saying a double covered Ertz is better than a wide open Whiteside.
Because of the way they'll move the ball here and just have drives, yes.
You sure you're betting this game?
All right, shut up, Jonesy. Finally, Al, I wanted to end this with Fletcher Cox because I have kind of ignored the biggest part of the game on Sunday.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is the work of our Mr. Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson is really good.
He is.
And here's the problem with Wilson. So you bottle him up. He can beat you in the pocket. He gets out of the pocket. He can beat you on the run.
Yeah.
He can run for the first down. He can throw on the run.
Mm-hmm.
And he's put it all together this year better than he ever had. He's always been an elite quarterback.
Yeah.
He's better than that now. He's in the top five. Al Morganti will tell you, if you ask him, and Al is a dyed-in-the-wool Patriots fan, that at this moment in time, Russell Wilson is better than Tom Brady.
There ain't many guys that aren't.
Right?
Well, last Sunday, Carson Wentz wasn't.
There he goes. Anyway, he wasn't. Anyway, bottom line is, here's Fletcher Cox talking about Russell Wilson.
Some people are getting lost in the scuffle of that. He still can throw the ball. He don't have to scramble. He can sit in the pocket and deliver, each and every pass. His stat speaks for itself. I think he's playing at a really high level. He's throwing a lot. He's throwing the ball good. He's running the ball good. He turned a bad play into a good play. So you just got to respect it all. I played against him. I think this is my fourth time playing against him. And he's playing probably his best ball I've seen him play in a while.
Wow.
Yeah, here's the thing. I need Fletcher Cox to make a couple of big plays. Mm-hmm. Not little plays, big plays. I know he's getting doubled. I know, understand all that. So are some great other interior linemen. He's got to come up bigger.
That line isn't great either.
He's got to come
it's
up
not,
bigger.
You know,
he does.
Some injuries.
And I'll get to the Eagles' running game, which is going to have to be very good, and I still got problems. Al, the world's worst stinger in the history of medical science that Jordan Howard still has not been cleared for contact. 3 freaking weeks. 3 weeks. It's out of control. But anyway, we'll get into all that a little bit later. I want to give you the numbers. I will tell you we're a little constricted today because we're having some sort of technical issues here at Borgata. But we will get your calls up via a system called our producer, Joseph Awack.
Oh, that's going to be pleasant.
Yeah, well, he's probably not going to be in the best mood when you call. But don't worry, it'll work out great. 888-729-9494, pound 9494, your AT&T of Red Cell phone. And just to cover us when we come back, we don't need a caller because we have live here at the Borgata, the legendary Sideman John. Yeah, WIP Sports Time.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team?
Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High hopes. Streaming on Hulu.